This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. More than 20% of Texas public schools are in rural parts of the state. Now, in the best of times, students in these communities face unique challenges, such as being miles away from the nearest grocery store or trying to get a good internet signal. KERA's Stella Chavez checked in with some rural superintendents to see how their districts handled distance learning during the coronavirus outbreak.
Ricardo in South Texas is a tiny blip on the map. There's no grocery store and no traffic light. What it does have, a school district, enrollment 673 students. And just like in many other places, kids here have to do their schoolwork at home.
It's a small rural school district, so the principals and I get in the car and we drive around and drop off homework. We drop off laptops. We'll do whatever it takes to make sure our students have what they need.
That's Maria T. Canales. She's the superintendent of Ricardo Schools. Canales is a member of the Texas Education Agency's Rural Task Force. In her part of Texas, she says they still do some things the old-fashioned way.
This has been very eye-opening to all of us, teachers and administrators, because we've never really done online learning. You know, I mean, this is a small school. Everything is paper pencil. You know, our communications is telephone.
Across the country, rural school districts are up against some of the same challenges they've always faced. Not all families are digitally connected, and for those who are, internet connection can be spotty, or they can't afford to pay for a stronger connection. So Canales says they get creative.
It is an issue because when you're out in the country, there's dead spots. You know, I know that in some places, they are taking school buses and putting a hotspot on the bus and then taking it out into certain areas of the community so that those homes can connect to those hotspots.
The district has also issued 18 Chromebooks to students who didn't have internet access at home or only have it on their cell phone. And two local companies are offering free internet access to families that need it. It's not Wi-Fi, but the district bought several Ethernet adapters to give to those families. Up north in the Texas Panhandle, Marshall Harrison is superintendent of Sunray ISD, which has 600 students. Harrison sits on Governor Greg Abbott's newly created Texas Broadband Development Council.
Probably about 15% of our student population does not have access to the internet. And so our job in this is to make sure that we reach out and address their needs and line those folks up with an internet provider that may be able to deliver internet at a reduced or lower rate.
The other goal, making sure teachers are tech savvy. Harrison's district has required teachers to develop online teaching strategies for the past few years. He just never imagined they'd have to implement them during a pandemic. The good news, there's a world of resources for teachers, rural or urban, who need ideas for lesson plans. The Ricardo School District links to different websites, like one that features celebrities and children's authors reading stories. Here's actor David Harbour, who plays police chief Jim Hopper in the popular Netflix series Stranger Things.
Snapsy the alligator wasn't feeling like himself. His feet felt draggy, his skin felt baggy, his tail wouldn't swish this way and that.
As Harrison of Sunray ISD puts it, there are some bright spots in all of this.
For so many years, we focused solely on a test and we focused solely on activities that truly, in the big picture things, do not bring home a validity of teaching kids about life skills.
He says what this crisis is teaching everyone is what's truly important and that anyone, including rural school districts, can adapt. And they can also have some fun. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.